going to read Goldilocks and the Three Bears. In a faraway country, once upon a time, there was... Okay, you'll get to see the pictures. In a faraway country, once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks because of her golden curls. Goldilocks loved to romp and play. She loved to run in the woods and gather flowers. And she liked to chase butterflies in the open fields. One day, she ran here and there, and she ran there and here until she found herself in a strange and lonely place. In the woods, she saw a little house in which three bears lived. There's the house. But Goldilocks did not know that three bears lived in the house. One was a great big bear. One was a middle-sized bear. One was a little bear. The door of the house was open, so Goldilocks peeped in and saw that it was quite empty. She went inside and looked around a bit. No one was home. The three bears had gone for a walk, and they had left three bowls of porridge on the table to cool. The porridge smelled very good, and Goldilocks was very hungry, so she thought she would taste it. She tasted the big bowl, which belonged to the great big bear, and it was too hot. Then she tasted the middle-sized bowl, which belonged to the middle-sized bear, but she thought that it was too cold. Then she tasted the porridge in the little teeny bowl, which belonged to the little teeny bear. This porridge was just right, so she ate it all up. Goldilocks looked around the room and saw three chairs. She thought she would try the great big chair, which belonged to the great big bear. But it was too hard. There she is eating the porridge. Then she tried the middle-sized chair, which belonged to the middle-sized bear, but it was too soft. So she tried the little chair, which belonged to the little bear, and it was just right. And there she rocked and rocked until it broke. By this time, Goldilocks was tired. She went to the other room where she saw three beds. She tried to climb on the great big bed, which belonged to the great big bear, but it was way too high for her to climb. Then she went to the middle-sized bed, which belonged to the middle-sized bear, but she found that the foot of the bed was too high for her. That's strange, huh? Then she tried the little teeny bed, which belonged to the little teeny bear, and it was just right, so she lay down and fell asleep. While she was sleeping, the bears came home from their walk, and they went quickly to the kitchen to eat their porridge. The great big bear looked into his bowl, and in his great big voice, he said, "Somebody has been tasting my porridge." Then the middle-sized bear looked into her bowl, and in her middle-sized voice, she said, "Somebody has been tasting my porridge." And the wee little bear looked in his voice and said in his little voice, "Somebody..." Just a minute. Okay, just a minute. "Somebody has been eating my porridge and ate it all up." Then they looked at their chairs. The great big bear said, "Somebody has been sitting on my chair." And the middle-sized bear said, "Somebody has been sitting on my chair." And the little bear said, "Somebody has been sitting in my chair and has broken it all to pieces." The broken chair lay all over the floor. The three bears then went to their bedroom, and the great big bear said, "Somebody has been trying to get on my bed." And the middle-sized bear said, "Somebody has been laying in my bed." And the little bear cried, "Somebody has been laying in my bed, and there she is." At that, Goldilocks woke up in a fright. She saw the bears and jumped out the nearest window. She ran as fast as she could go, and she never went back to that snug little house of the three bears. Good night.